Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The shutdown now in its fourth week, beginning to impact Americans who rely on key programs, along with federal furloughed workers who are not getting paid. ABC's Selena Wang is at a food bank in Washington, D.C., where they're preparing for an influx.
Here in D.C., I spoke to the CEO of Capital Area Food Bank. They are preparing for a surge in demand, as you not only have furloughed federal workers who are missing paychecks, you also have thousands of federal workers who have been fired. She says that starting this week, they're setting up additional food distributions specifically to help federal workers and contractors.
Today, Democrats holding a marathon speech on the floor against President Trump's policies, led by Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon. He's been talking since 6:24 p.m. last night. The U.S. military carrying out another airstrike, according to two U.S. officials, on an alleged drug cartel boat. It happened last night. One of the officials says it took place in the Pacific west of Central America. This is ABC News. The director of the Louvre Museum in Paris testified before French lawmakers today following Sunday's brazen heist of French royalty jewels. Lawrence Descartes told lawmakers the outdated security system is partially to blame, including a lone camera that was facing the wrong way when the suspects swooped in. Here's ABC's Patrick Rivel.
She did say that she had offered her resignation after the heist, but France's culture minister has rejected that. Descartes has said she also had been appalled by the level of security at the Louvre when she first arrived there back in 2021 and became director. And she said she'd made it her priority to fix it. And she said she had issued many warnings about it. She even described herself as a whistleblower.
Police are still searching for the suspects. Tropical storm Melissa strengthening and could become a hurricane with life-threatening conditions for parts of the Caribbean. Melissa, though, not expected to pose a direct threat to the U.S. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com. WRCO,
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Wednesday Evening News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Frost advisory will be in effect Thursday from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. For tonight, lows down to around 30. Northwest winds 10 to 15. Partly clear skies, but areas of frost. And then Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 44 degrees.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks, in for Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers signed two bills written by Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz into law Tuesday. Act 35 and Act 36 will give EMS departments additional tools to address recruitment and retention challenges. Senator Markline said, "These ideas, brought to me by local EMS departments, will increase access to training, provide tools for recruitment, and support innovation." Representative Kurtz said, "Having these two bipartisan bills signed into law will help provide much-needed relief and flexibility for EMS providers across Wisconsin." He added, "I'm proud of the progress we continue to make toward addressing the issues our first responders are facing with recruitment and funding. There's no silver bullet to solve these issues, but every step in the right direction matters." Act 35 creates a tuition reimbursement program for individuals who complete the initial EMS education through WTCS and receive a license from the Department of Health Services, reducing financial barriers to entry. It also creates a grant program to help WTCS and cover EMS class cost to ensure that they can continue to teach classes, even if the class is not completely full. Additionally, the legislation creates a live 911 pilot program. Live 911 is a new technology that allows dispatchers to send a link via text message to a caller to connect video. This allows the dispatcher to see exactly what's going on to improve emergency response. Act 36 increases the amount that EMS departments can bill the state's Medicaid program for treatment in place calls in which they respond to a call but do not transport the patient to the hospital. Act 36 also requires an annual report be published with changes to the state and national EMS scope of practice and how these changes may impact training hours. This will help publicize seemingly small changes that will have a huge impact on the number of training hours EMS personnel must complete and make sure only items which are actually needed are added to the scope of practice. A proposed bill that would require first responders to carry EpiPens received a public hearing in the Wisconsin State Legislature last week. The legislation was initially introduced in April with bipartisan support from lawmakers. In addition to requiring emergency medical responders, firefighters, conservation wardens, and more to carry EpiPens, they would also be required to receive training on administering it. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services estimates equipping first responders with EpiPens would cost around $2.6 million per year. A group of Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to expand access to firearms. The legislative package would make firearms, ammunition, and other items exempt from sales tax on the 4th of July and during the third week of December each year. It would also allow residents to concealed carry their firearms without a license and strengthen the language protecting the right to keep and bear arms in the state constitution. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vetoed similar firearm legislation in the past. Nearly a quarter of Wisconsin schools missed important financial deadlines last year, an audit found. That includes 20% of independent charter schools and 10% of choice schools. The audit from the Legislative Audit Bureau also revealed the Department of Public Instruction took more than 2 months after the deadline just to start reviewing reports. Lawmakers say the delay harms taxpayers and schools. DPI Superintendent Jill Underley says the department is working to balance enforcement with supporting schools and their unique challenges. Festival Foods is now officially owned by an out-of-state company. St. Louis-based Schnuck Markets completed the purchase of Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers this week. The combined company, known as the 1939 Group, operates 164 stores and employs more than 19,000 people. Festival Foods has stores in West Dallas and Hales Corners. Despite the change in ownership, Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers will keep their names, employees, and community efforts just as before. Republican Eric Toney is running again for Wisconsin Attorney General. The 41-year-old Fond du Lac County attorney is seeking a rematch with a current Attorney General, Democrat Josh Call. Call defeated Toney by 35,000 votes 3 years ago, a difference of just 1.3 percentage points. Toney was elected as the Fond du Lac DA in 2013 and beat former State Representative Adam Jarko in the 2022 Republican primary for Attorney General. The general election is next November, and the primary is August 11th. As of now, no other Republican or Democratic candidate have announced a run for Attorney General. A Racine man is charged with threatening a state Supreme Court justice and the Office of Lawyer Regulation. 37-year-old Ryan Thornton had an initial appearance Monday in Dane County Court, charged with felony stalking. Prosecutors say from August until early October, Thornton sent increasingly threatening emails to Chief Justice Jill Karofsky and the Office of Lawyer Regulation, relating to claimed inactions by his attorney in a case dating to 2019. Thornton eventually fired that attorney and was later convicted of various crimes. Police located Thornton in the Racine County Jail on October 9th, where he allegedly made verbal threats directed at Karofsky. He was transferred to Dane County Jail last week. Thornton's cash bail was set at $85,000, and his preliminary hearing is set for October 28th. Many Wisconsin counties face budget deficits, and in Dane County, that amounts to a $31 million shortfall. County Executive Melissa Agard has already announced a hiring freeze and plans to reduce spending in most departments by 4%. A proposed budget amendment would cut 28 currently open sheriff's department positions, something Sheriff Calvin Barrett sees as unfair to rural residents. During a press conference this week, Barrett noted that the departments, while his departments, serve all of Dane County for the three authors of the amendment. The supervisors making the proposal want the roughly $2.25 million saved by cutting those sheriff's positions to offset costs to other departments, including the county's largest department, Human Services. Wisconsin has thousands of dams across the state that rely on oversight to keep them up and running. Isabella Nieto has more.
Both private owners and state or federal officials are responsible for keeping them in tip-top shape. I spoke to Uriah Monday, the state dam safety engineer. He says the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is aware of roughly 5,000 dams that exist in the state.
Approximately 40% of the dams in the state are privately owned. The others are either publicly owned or owned by the federal government, or I should say, I guess it's all in the same batch of publicly owned.
Monday says state officials have to make sure dam owners are complying with state standards for dam safety.
In a way, we're maybe like a building inspector in a community, right? We're not constructing projects and we're not running them, but we have a role in making sure that they are done in a sound and safe manner.
Congressman Tom Tiffany has made his experience as a dam tender a central part of his campaigns. Now he's running for governor on that same experience. But what does being a dam tender really mean? Tiffany had a unique take on it.
For 29 years, I was the dam tender up on the Willow Flowage. I got paid to walk the dog every day down to the dam.
Monday says dam operators, as they're now called, are the custodians of the structure.
You know, the misoperation of a dam can cause or exacerbate flooding. It might lead to further damage on the dam. In worst cases, it leads to a washout, right, a failure.
Monday also says if a dam owner is not in compliance with state laws, officials must negotiate with the owner to reach compliance. If that doesn't work, owners can face enforcement hearings or fines. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
Wisconsinites are getting a head start on holiday travel plans this year, according to new survey data from AAA. With the season fast approaching, AAA is offering insights into emerging travel trends and practical trips to help travelers make the most of their holiday journeys. Top holiday travel trends include major cities, beach getaways, resort vacations, and cruising. Half of Wisconsinites plan to take at least one overnight trip during the 2025 holiday season. 70% will travel for Christmas, 53% will travel for Thanksgiving, and 46% will travel for New Year's Eve. Nearly a quarter of Wisconsinites plan to take more holiday vacations this year. Half will take the same as last year. 60% of Thanksgiving travelers in Wisconsin finalize their travel plans by the end of September. By the end of this month, most trips will be finalized. Only 10% plan to wait until November. Peak travel days are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday. For smaller crowds and more flight options, consider flying the Sunday or Monday before Thanksgiving and returning Saturday. Half of Christmas travelers will finalize their travel plans this month or next. Just 8% will wait until December. Most travelers aim to arrive by Christmas Eve, with Christmas Day falling on a Thursday. Expect airport congestion the weekend before and early that week. AAA's top tips for holiday travel are: book early to secure nonstop flights and avoid layovers. Choose morning departures to reduce the risk of delays and cancellations. Travel a day or two early to build in buffer time in case of delays. Allow extra time between connecting flights to avoid missed connections. Compare options across airlines, airports, and dates for better deals. And use travel rewards to offset peak season cost for flight and hotels.
This week is National Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, dedicated to educating people about the dangers of lead poisoning, especially in small, developing children.
Lead poisoning does affect children more than adults, particularly children under 6 years of age, because their brain is developing very quickly and it can affect their brain and nervous system.
That's Winnebago County Public Health Nurse Jane Tebon.
So lead poisoning is considered an invisible disease. You don't know your child has lead. But what it can do is, again, it can hurt their brain and nervous system. And they may not show any symptoms at all, but it affects them maybe years down the road when they're in school and they have trouble focusing, learning. And that's when maybe you see some signs of the history of lead poisoning.
Children should be tested for lead exposure at 12 months and 24 months, and anyone with a home built before 1978 should have a lead risk assessment done by their local county public health office. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
Thank you, Lisa. It is 44 degrees at 15 minutes after 5 o'clock.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Today is Wednesday, October 22nd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89 of Richland Center, died October 13th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday, October 25th at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Melanthan Creek. Friends may call at the church on Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89 of Richland Center. Carl Huth, 83 of Richland Center, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held on Friday, October 31st, from 2 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military graveside rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Carl Huth, 83 of Richland Center. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel, died on Thursday, October 16th, at home of natural causes. A memorial service will be held at noon on Saturday, November 1st, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home on Saturday, November 1st, from 9 until noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Rescue Squad and the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jerry J. Staskel, 77 of Boscobel. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93 of Plain, died October 12th at Maplewood Memory Care in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held on Thursday, November 6th at 11 at St. Luke Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Thursday, November 6th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Lucille M. Wankerl, 93 of Plain. Ruth Martin, 87 of Richland Center, died today at Unity Point Health Finley Hospital in Dubuque. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Ruth Martin, 87 of Richland Center.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarea.com. LLC.com.
Ready for a better route in your driving career? Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is looking for CDLA drivers with a tanker endorsement to service dairy and food processing facilities across Richland Center, Arena, and nearby communities. They offer both full and part-time positions, complete with training and benefits. If you've got a safe driving record and the motivation to make every mile count, Bitech wants to hear from you. Apply online or call 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. Bitech Incorporated, your road to success, a greener way.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are certainly dealing with some chilly conditions across the area. These temperatures are more typical of early to mid-November than mid to late October. And we'll see some colder nights here, too, as the skies start to clear off a bit. Now, tonight we'll have a chance of frost toward morning, so a frost advisory issued for the entire area from the National Weather Service from 2 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So be sure to bring in or cover up your tender plants if you'd like to see them around a bit longer. Tomorrow night will be even colder. It looks like a hard freeze as temperatures have a good shot of getting into the 20s. Otherwise, the highs should rebound into the 50s, maybe even close to 60 by the end of the weekend. Fairly quiet weather as well, with most of the storm is staying down in the southern plains. That system eventually should send our moisture our way early next week, so our chances of rain will be on the upswing. Here's a forecast for tonight. Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy later. Areas of frost developing well after midnight. Low 31. Northwest wind 10 to 15. Mostly sunny tomorrow, not quite as breezy, with a high near 51. Northwest wind around 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. Tomorrow night, clear and cold with a hard freeze likely. Low near 27, the wind should be light. Friday brings us plenty of sunshine, a pretty nice day, high at 55 degrees, wind variable near 5. As we head into Saturday, partly sunny, turning a bit warmer, low 31, high 58. Sunday, mixed skies and breezy, slight chance of a light shower by night. Otherwise, get out there and enjoy the nice weather, low at 38, high 61. Monday, mostly cloudy, windy and mild. There is a small chance of a shower during the day, low 41 with a high of 58. And rain is likely Monday night into Tuesday. Tuesday's low at 43 with a high of 55. Have a nice evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It is a mostly cloudy 44 degrees, 45 our high today, while our morning low is 41. Yesterday's high was 47, and we saw 0.05 of an inch of rain. As for a record high on this day, that was set back in 1953 at 86. A year prior, we set a record low in 1952 at 16. Last year on this date, our high was 70 and our low 47. Sunset today will be at 6:08, sunrise tomorrow at 7:25. We've received 0.01 of an inch of rain very early on, and the barometer holding steady after rising most of the day is at 30.2. Northeast winds at 10 to 15. Again, it's 44 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO's Evening Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Aaron Rodgers wants to beat the Green Bay Packers because it's his job, not for revenge. Rodgers will face his former team for the first time in his 21-year career when Pittsburgh hosts the Packers. Rodgers won 4 MVPs and a Super Bowl during his 18-year stay in Green Bay before being traded to the New York Jets in 2023. Rodgers says he holds no animosity about his departure and that he has nothing but love and appreciation for the Packers and their fans. Third-year defensive lineman Colby Wooden is emerging as a force for the Packers. Wooden is easing the impact of the departure of veteran Kenny Clark in the Micah Parsons trade. LombardiAvenue.com reports the Green Bay was able to keep the pressure on Cardinals quarterback in Sunday's 27-23 win. The 24-year-old Wooden had his most productive game of the season, getting credit for 6 tackles, 3 quarterback pressures, and 1 tackle for a loss. The hints just keep coming for the 2-5 Wisconsin Badgers. This weekend, the team takes the long road trip to Oregon to face the number 6 Ducks. The Ducks are favored by almost 5 touchdowns. Fickell just got a vote of confidence from athletic director Chris McIntosh. All of these high-powered opponents are giving the Badgers plenty of national attention. Bucky'sFifthQuarter.com reports that Fox Sports 1 will broadcast Saturday's game from Eugene starting at 6 p.m. Central Time.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are 2 good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Wisconsin freshman goaltender Daniel Hauser has been getting honored by the Big Ten Conference. Hauser was a perfect 11 for 11 when it came to stopping shootout attempts last weekend against Minnesota State. The Badgers came away with a win and a 2-2 tie. Both games went overtime. Hauser currently ranks 4th nationwide with a goals against average of 1.20. Wisconsin hosts Alaska for a 2-game series starting on Friday. And the LA Dodgers are on the verge of being considered a modern-day baseball dynasty. Winning a 3rd World Series title in 6 years would solidify their status. The Dodgers have already won 12 of the last 13 National League West titles. However, the definition of a dynasty is debated. Some believe sustained success rather than consecutive titles qualifies a team for this status. The Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says winning another title would place them among the top sports organizations. Dodgers shortstop Mookie Betts said each championship boosts his goal of reaching the Hall of Fame. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland McIntosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven. Gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and hogs were mixed Wednesday. Corn finished higher and cattle closed sharply lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields, and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans closed mixed, adjusting spreads. Beans continue to wait for meetings between the United States and China this week in Malaysia and next week in South Korea. Beans are also watching the U.S. harvest and South American planning. November beans were up 4 at 10.34 and 3 quarters. January was 1.5 higher at 10.50. December bean meal was up 3.10 at 2.90. December bean oil was down 58 at 50.07. Corn was up on commercial and technical buying. It saw a slight bounce, monitoring the U.S. harvest pace and the conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Ethanol production was up on the week, while stocks fell to a near one-year low. December corn was 3.25 higher at 4.23, and March was up 2 at 4.35 and 3 quarters. And wheat was supported by short covering, technical buying, and weakness in the dollar during the session. Contracts are oversold, but the upside would likely continue to be limited by rising world supplies. There is rain in the forecast for some U.S. winter wheat growing areas. December Chicago was 3.5 higher at 5.03 and 3 quarters. December Kansas City was up 3.5 at 4.88 and a half. December Minneapolis wheat was 3 higher at 5.47 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle fell sharply following comments from President Trump during the session. December live was down 560 at 239.82, and February was 590 lower at 240.37. November feeder cattle were $9.25 lower at 364.22. January feeder cattle were also limit down at 361.02. And hogs were mixed on spread trade, the higher midday pork and the steady to lower cash during the session. December lean was down 87 at 82.40. February was 52 lower at 85.22. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
From State Farm Bureau meetings to national ag policy meetings, even global trade events, Brownfield Ag News is there. We're on the ground year-round, covering the stories that impact you. We bring you relevant, timely news across the airwaves and across digital and social media platforms, too. Wherever agriculture is happening, Brownfield is there. Stay informed, stay connected at brownfieldagnews.com.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet Wednesday. Bids and asking prices have been slow to surface this week. If business follows the recent weak trend, significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed mixed with light and solid demand for moderate off ranks. Choice down $1.28 at $370.65. Select was $1.04 higher at $353.61. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a big negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down $1.36 with a weighted average of $88.16. The Iowa Minnesota was 144 lower with a weighted average of 88.17, and the Western Corn Belt down $1.43 with a weighted average of 88.15. Pork values were lower, down $1.49 at $100.59. Picnics, hams, ribs, loins, and butts were all lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 493,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Let Meister Log and Lumber Company help you manage it. Since 1936, they've been buying logs and standing timber throughout southwest Wisconsin, helping landowners protect and grow their timber's value now and for years to come. Meister's professional forest management staff can help your timber reach its full potential. Call Meister Log and Lumber today at 608-524-4412 and put their expertise to work for you and your land.
I'm Nicole Kosloff with Ag Headline News. I'm Brownfield. The CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says President Trump's plan to import more beef from Argentina undercuts America's farmers and ranchers.
That what he's asking for is for us as cattle producers to take less money for our cattle.
Kellen Woodall tells Brownfield,
we know from previous experience that government intervention in the marketplace does not work.
More news next on Brownfield.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
In agriculture, content is king, especially when it comes from a source you trust. Brownfield Ag News delivers timely, accurate information to America's farmers. Our team of award-winning farm broadcasters brings you the stories that matter, local, regional, national, and even global. That's why Brownfield is a household name across farm country, on the radio, online, and across social media. Thank you for trusting Brownfield. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
The U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council chairman says an extended government shutdown could put vital trade outreach at risk.
If it goes too long, then we're going to have to maybe start paring back some programs. But hopefully, 30, 60 days, hopefully this thing will be over.
An ag policy specialist says farmers are likely to delay their planting decisions as long as possible with the current market uncertainty.
If we didn't have the ad hoc payment and we didn't have the government support, I think what is grown in the ground would be very different.
Strong demand has pulled the U.S. ethanol supply to a near one-year low. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says stocks were the lowest in 51 weeks, with the big supply drops in the East Coast and Midwest. And past recipients of the World Food Prize are calling for bold action on food security.
And also, climate change is a severe situation for farm families in the tropics.
I'm Nicole Husklup with Brownfield.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go to barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
DeKalb Corn Products deliver trait packages to help farmers manage some of the toughest challenges. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Bayer on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Jim McDermott, DeKalb Asgro Technical Agronomist, discusses how DeKalb corn traits are helping farmers protect yield potential and stay a step ahead of challenges in the field. We'll find out more right after this on Brownfield.
Got a minute? Great, because 1 minute is all it takes to protect your yield from pests next season. The 1 minute quiz from Bayer Traits asks simple questions to see if you've got the right traits or need changes for next year. So what are you waiting for? Time's ticking. Visit traits.bayer.com/quiz to get started and trait your fields right. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority, with a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Dermot, DeKalb Asgro Technical Agronomist, says DeKalb continues to bring innovative trait technologies to farmers.
The ability to deliver top-end yields, but also have disease tolerance, stress tolerance, as well as a diverse trait package. A couple trait packages especially that we feel very good about handling the corn rootworm pest. One would be VT4 Pro. This is a technology that's powered by the RNAi. We also have SmartStax Pro, which is targeted for some of the high-pressure corn rootworm acres. This has been a technology that right now would be the best available protection against corn rootworm.
He says early harvest results showed DeKalb corn traits outperforming the competition.
On the VT4 Pro, we've seen an 8-bushel yield advantage over our main competitor trait, which would be Chrome. When it comes to SmartStax Pro, we've also seen some real nice yield advantages, about 6 bushels over the Chrome competitor trait. Where I'm based in Northwest Iowa, we're just getting started on harvest. We have quite a few soybeans out, but the corn harvest is just getting started. And we've seen a wide range of yields, mainly because of some of the wide range of weather that we had. But we've seen some excellent top-end yields, specifically out of some of the SmartStax Pro products. One would be DKC 10363. It had just topped a plot at 279 bushels. DKC 11235, another brand-new product, and this would be a SmartStax Pro. And this also topped a plot at 296 bushels. So seen some excellent top-end yield out of some of these SmartStax Pro products. And again, the ability to bring that top-end yield, but also give us excellent rootworm protection. We're a leader in the industry in bringing traits to the market. So in my mind, that's a key thing that we can deliver to the growers as far as a trusted brand that has been proven and is continuing to be proven and tested across a wide range of environments.
For more information, talk to your local DeKalb representative or visit DeKalb.com. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices, and pesticide label directions. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Bayer on Brownfield.
20 minutes away from 6 o'clock, as it's continuing to get a little darker with each passing minute. For the moment, though, we're still seeing a little bit of light out there, so enjoy it. Of course, going on right now for a little while longer is the pumpkin drop-off or pumpkin fest being held until 6:30 at the Courthouse Lawn in Richland Center. So not a whole lot longer. Here's Gretchen Wilson. Don't do me no good.
Sit around all night and let your memory
Bell Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center Arena and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, Bitech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's Bitech Incorporated, driving opportunity forward the greener way.
Furnace or AC on the fritz, leaky faucet or toilet, no matter the season or the reason, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has you covered. We provide 24/7 service to keep your home running smoothly, fixing leaks, restoring heat, or keeping you cool when it counts. Fast service, a team you can trust. We are your home comfort experts all year long. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Fall is here, and so are the savings at the Shoebox in Black Earth. Wisconsin's largest shoe store has thousands of styles in stock. Boots, sneakers, casuals, and more. All at prices that'll keep your wallet happy. Need school shoes for the kids? Or maybe a pair of work boots built to last? You'll find them all right here. Don't forget, the Shoebox has sizes and width for the whole family. Take the short drive to Black Earth and step into savings today at the Shoebox. Service like it ought to be.
Uncover the best of outdoor recreation in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy provides the best care for the best you with exceptional service. Their dedicated, experienced staff is ready to support your home healthcare needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And taste the difference at Utter Brothers Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone in Boscobel.
100.9 WRCO.
I remember when I was back in school, the teachers always wanted me to learn the rules. But I was studying girls on Friday night. I said, if I can learn this, everything's gonna be alright. You see, first time love, I was too young. Second time I was left holding on. Third time's charm, but I got burned. Three times lose, we'll never learn. I grew up and I thought that things would change. We're getting more mature, but I guess we stayed the same. But I still believe in a starry night, and I keep on waiting for the one that'll turn out right. You see, first time love, I was too young. Second time I was left holding on. Third time's charm, but I got burned. Three times loser, we'll never learn. Been down one time, been down two times, been down three times, burned.
that I would learn, but I won't learn. Third time's charm, but I got burned. The three time a loser will never learn. First time I was too young. Second time I was left holding on. Third time's charm, but I got burned. The three time a loser will never learn.
It'll just get you down. You let life get to you. Cause everybody said something, none of it's true. Well, I just don't care when them times get hard. Cause I got everything I need right out in my yard. And I love my truck, well, she's right outside. I ain't got much luck, but I sure got a ride. It don't matter who lived, it don't matter who lied. I got my truck right by my side. You got Sally and you got Sue, and I got a Chevrolet. She takes me home after work. Don't ever miss a day. She don't care what I am, she don't care what I ain't. But she ain't no cheap pickup haul, she just needs a couple coats of paint. I love my truck, it's right outside. I ain't got much luck, but I sure got a ride. Don't matter who lived, don't matter who lied. I've got my truck right by my side. Yeah. She don't care if I don't work a lick. She'll start every time if the choke don't stick. I know that she will never doubt me. Oh, she never leaves home without me. See, I love my truck, it's right outside. I ain't got much luck, but I sure got a ride. It don't matter who lived, don't matter who lied. I've got my truck right by my side. I got my truck right by my side. Yeah. I've got my truck right by my side.
Mama was young, got caught up in the smile of a hard-working boy from the hills. Daddy tried his best for. Thank you. I try forgetting that night he came stumbling in, started yelling and shooting off fire. He put holes in the walls and marked my skin. The night the devil drove drunk desire. Still choose. It's not me, it's a bottle of booze. How could it be so good? He could leave me bruised. Oh. Dear Daddy, why aren't you home anymore? I can't keep wishing you'd just knock on the door.
And Sarah, Three Sheets to the Wind. The news at 6 o'clock is sponsored today by the Homesteaders Store and by Johnson Tractor.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After announcing he would not be meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Hungary today, President Trump, speaking alongside NATO's Secretary General, says the U.S. is adding new sanctions against Russia's two largest oil companies in a renewed effort to get Russia to end its war in Ukraine. It comes as Russia launched fresh drone attacks across Ukraine, killing at least 10 and hitting a kindergarten in Kharkiv. The Senate taking up another vote right now on efforts to end the government shutdown, now in its fourth week. ABC's Selena Wang says furloughed federal workers are still not getting paid, including congressional staff.
Lawmakers, they are continuing to get their paychecks, but their staffers are not. They miss their first paycheck on Monday, and federal workers are set to miss a paycheck this Friday.
In Israel, Vice President J.D. Vance met with Israel's prime minister today.